This clip was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For more information about the UK Wine Show, you can go to ukwineshow.co.uk.
Hi, my name is Chris Scott and I'm here with Eleanor Fucci. How are you, Eleanor?
Well, thank you. Hi, Chris.
I am good. I have got one very nervous Eleanor here who said you didn't sleep well for the last 2 days. Nervousness.
Yeah, because I don't speak well English. I started to study 4 years ago. And for me, it's crazy to speak now with you in the radio.
Lovely. So what we're going to talk about is I want to talk about Alianico del Vulture. Mm-hmm. I call it Vulture, but you call
Vulture.
It... Vulture.
Alianico del Vulture.
It's a wine down in Basilicata in southern Spain, southern Italy.
Yeah.
Southern Italy. And we're going to talk a bit about the region.
Yeah.
We're going to talk a little bit about the grape variety.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also going to talk a little bit about the winemaking technique because you are... the winemaker.
Yes, thank you. We are in South Italy, in Basilicata. And the Basilicata is the region in the middle of Puglia, Calabria and Campania. In the middle, the land in the middle is the Basilicata. It's funny because the Basilicata have two sea, but the people don't know.
Two sea,
yes. We have the sea in the Golfo di Taranto with Policoro and Metaponto and the sea on the Tirreno with Maratea. We have two sea in Basilicata.
Let's call it this. You're surrounded by the Mediterranean on two sides.
Yeah.
Made up of two different seas.
Yeah, different seas.
Yeah.
Yes. Perfect.
Lovely.
Okay. The Vulture is an old volcano extinct. It's in the part north of Basilicata. And is like 1,300 meters. And Barile, my town, is 600 meters high on top the Monte Vulture.
Yeah.
The old volcano, the soil is a volcanic soil, very mineralized soil, the many stratification, the many eruption of Vulture.
There's a lot of Vulture forms part of the Apennines, doesn't it? The Apennines are that spine of mountains that run all the way, almost
exactly
all the way up through Tuscany, all the way up into almost not quite, but into Piemonte, where it sort of peters out and goes round into the Alps. But the Apennines are all the Apennines volcanic?
Our part, the last part of the Apennines is the Vulture and is a volcanic, but not all Apennines are volcanic.
They're not. You see, I always thought the Apennines were a lot of very old volcanoes, but they're not. Okay. You mentioned something that's quite important here, and it's quite important for, particularly for southern Italy, because in southern Italy, it is hot, isn't it?
Yeah, usually where the people think are very hot weather, very strong red wine. But for the Vulture, this not is true, because we are in the middle, the sea is very far. The weather is very cold in the winter. We have every winter a snow. The last snowing are in the March, in the end of March. And the summer and spring are very fresh, with high scorpion night and day, 10, 11 degrees. And the Aglianico, for example, the harvest of the Aglianico is in the end of October, the first week of November, because we finish the harvest the last week, because the Aglianico is a later grape, but the weather is very cold, and the maturation of the grape is later.
Now, you say it's cold. I don't believe anything in southern Italy is cold.
Yeah.
I think the altitude, you said 600 meters is where your village is at.
Yeah.
That does two things. First of all, it does make it a little bit cooler.
Yeah.
It does take the heat of the day. But the other thing that's quite important, because you're not on the Mediterranean, you're not on the seas themselves.
You're in the middle. In the middle.
So you don't get any of that cooling Mediterranean effect. But you do get cold nights, I imagine, because cold nights... they call it diurnal, so cold nights, hottish days, that sort of thing, quite common.
Yeah. It's usually in the summer, we have in the morning 32, 33, 35 degrees Celsius, but in the night we have 20, 21.
It's quite warm.
It's very high, the excursion, because we are 600 meters high on top the mountain, but the Vulture is like 1,300 meters.
Yeah.
And the influence for the Vulture, DOC and DOCG is very important.
So do you get cold air coming down the mountain at night?
Yeah.
So normally when I think of southern Italy and Mediterranean, I think of the risk being drought. Mm-hmm. I don't think of frost. I don't think frost is going to be an issue for you guys. Is it an issue?
Yes, but we have always a snow.
We have snow,
and in the spring is a very fresh, and after the summer have a very high description night and day.
Yep.
The last snow we have in the March. And March is spring.
Yeah.
Usually the people think spring in the south Italy is hot.
Do you get... You don't get frost, though. You don't get...
Yeah.
You do get frost?
Yes, the frost is a problem of the last changing of weather with the climb.
Is it spring and autumn frost?
The frost, yes, in the spring. We have the frost in spring, but not is a problem for the vines, because the vines is a later grape, is a later vines.
Bud burst occurs after your last frost, so... The only risk you really have is drought. Is drought a problem, lack of rainfall?
It's not a problem, the water, because on the mountain, the weather changing very quickly, and we, in the summer, usually don't have a problem for the rain.
You don't?
For the water, yeah, we don't have a problem.
Do you have rivers that...
We have the rain, yes, but we have 70, 60 millimetre each month.
Oh, okay, it's still quite a bit.
Yes, it's okay. It's perfect for the grape.
Yeah, okay, so rain's not a problem, spring frost isn't a problem.
No, because the Aglianico del Vulture have living in this land many centuries ago and have acclimatation.
It's acclimatized. Yes. You said the temperature gets to about 31, 32 degrees in summer, Celsius. Do you ever have problems with sunburn on the grapes? You know what sunburn is?
Mm-hmm. No sunburn. I understand, but no.
Because in places like Australia and I'm sure in other parts of Italy.
Yes, but are totally different temperature.
Yeah.
In Australia, they have 45, 15 degrees in the morning. We don't have this temperature.
Yeah.
It's impossible for us.
Okay. So you mentioned the grape was Aglianico.
Yeah.
And you said that it's been in Basilicata for quite some time. But Aglianico is not just grown in Basilicata, is it? It's grown in Campania.
Yeah.
What's the famous DOCG from Campania?
Yeah, in Campania, the DOCG is Taurasi, most famous, yes. In the Aglianico is a very important grape in the South Italy, and the Campania and Basilicata are the most important region for the Aglianico. Totally different concept of wine. The vines are two different clones, because in Italy are present 9 clones of Aglianico and 7 are present especially in Campania, and they have the name of Taurasi, Benevento, Sannio, many different type of the Aglianico in Campania. The other two clones, VR 11 and VR 14 is the name of the clone, are present in Basilicata, and this clone have a name of Aglianico del Vulture. Changing complete the soil, because in Taurasi and Vulture we have two different soil, volcanic soil, but in Taurasi the volcano is Vesuvio, and Vesuvio is from Naples,
and
is very far to Taurasi, but they have in the soil the ash, and the wind put the ash in Taurasi, and they have a tufo very compact.
Yeah.
In the Vulture, we are on the volcano. The volcano not is far. We are on the volcano, and our soil have many stratification, the many eruption of Vulture. It's funny to see our soil, because you see many colors, black, grey, light grey, and is a lava, ash, lapilli. Lapilli is a little stone lava, and sometimes is a brown part. The brown part is the clay, and represent when the volcano is dormant. Today, the clay is most important because the water draining in the lava, ash, and lapilli keep the minerality and nutrition facts, and the clay is like a sponge, stop the water, and the vines not even never stress hydric. The vines in the our DOC, in the our DOCG, are planted very close on the line because the roof have a competition and going down up in the clay and keep the water and don't have a never stress hydric. For our DOC and for our DOCG, because the Aglianico del Vulture is a DOCG, no irrigation for the for the regolamento.
Okay.
And this is the difference, and I think the different the Aglianico in Campania in the Basilicata is a cultural concept, because the Campania is most famous before, and they are very for they is most important the tradition in the they are more traditional in the making a wine. The Basilicata is a new land of wine in the last 20 years. We have an approach modern, and we open our mind, and we are we working for the wine and for drinkability, and the soil, volcanic soil and lava soil is most important for the minerality in the wine, and the minerality help the drinkability in the wine.
Okay, well, I'm always a little bit concerned about the word minerality. That's usually what people say when they're trying to sell expensive wines, but the clay is quite interesting because the clay, as you said, holds on to the water. And you're saying that you don't really have any issues with water in southern Italy. And I imagine that clay really helps that a lot, because clay just, you know, it just soaks up the water. It holds loads of water, and it'll mean that the grapes have got access to water all the summer long, which is great. You said that Aglianico del Vulture is quite a new wine region. How long, when was the first vines planted? And
no, we have a very old vines, because for example my vines are 70 years old, planted my great grandfather. But in the wine world all together, we start to the making a wine, the new winemaker, we start in the 20 years ago, in
is
the
it,
in the end 1990.
Is that you or the region?
No, because we have an old producer in the region, but only three old producer in the region. The very reborn of this rinascimento, usually I use these terms because it's Italian, but the rinascimento of the Aglianico del Vulture, and the land of Vulture is in the last 20 years. Many producers, many young people return in the region, and they start to making a wine, and with a new concept of wine. The young people see me study outside, and after return in the regions and making the wine, but with a new concept of wine. We working for the wine modern, but not modernist. Modern because it is our idea, is my idea, for example, my wine of the Aglianico del Vulture, but not modernist because I working in respect the variety and the terroir where we are. And the principal characteristic of Aglianico are three: acidity, minerality, and tannin. In these last 20 years, we working for have a balance for these three characteristics. In the past, the people think the Aglianico is very alcoholic wine, very strong wine, more tannic wine, very tannic wine. No, today we working and we study because the Aglianico is elegance wine. Acidity, minerality, and tannin are balanced in the Aglianico del Vulture, and we working for this in the vinification and in the vigna and in the cellar, because it's important today to have a wine elegance.
What are the classic flavors that you might use to describe an Aglianico?
Yeah, the acidity is most important because we are high and we are on the mountain.
So diurnal temperatures, yeah. Hold on to the acidity, yeah. Yeah.
It's important. The minerality, because it's a volcanic soil, and the tannin is a genetic characteristic of Aglianico del Vulture. It's most important for the Aglianico del Vulture the October months, because the phenolic maturation of this grape is in October. Mm-hmm. And usually October determines the vintage, because when October is cold, you have a very vertical wine, acidity, minerality, and tannin supported by minerality, and is a little bit austere wine.
Yeah.
Where October is a little bit warm, you have a acidity, minerality, and tannin supported by spicy and black fruit. And where October is balanced and is a perfect vintage, and okay, not easy every year, you have acidity, minerality, and tannin supported by red fruit and flowers. Flowers, for example, violet, roses, and is a very balanced wine. This is the, usually I describe the vintage in this three typology. And for me, every year I divide the vintage in the cold, warm, or balanced.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I've had some old Aglianico del Vulture, probably from one of your competitors, Grifalco?
Oh, yes, best friend, Lorenzo and Andrea. Yeah.
I've had those wines quite
friends,
a bit,
yeah.
And I've had some old Grifalco,
yeah.
And I've found it very good. In fact, we used to run WST Level 3 courses, and we used to give I think it was about a 10-year-old Grifalco Aglianico del Vulture, Bultura, and people loved it. It was one of these wines in the course that no one had ever had, and they were like, oh my God, this is a really cracking wine.
Yeah.
Because it did develop some of those nice savory characters people liked as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got the acidity and the tannin structure. When's the good drinking window for a good quality Aglianico del Vulture?
Aglianico del Vulture, where it's young, is possible to test the acidity, minerality, and fruit. Mm-hmm. And this is the principal characteristic. The shelf life of this wine is very long, 20-25 years,
okay.
Because the egg acidity, the tannin help.
The structure,
The structure help the aging. And usually medium is better to waiting 3-5 years for the perfect testing, but
3-5 years, yeah?
Yes, I think yes. For the testing, after, okay, would you have a possibility to drinking the wine 10 years? Wow, it's wonderful. Yes,
yeah.
It's perfect. But not always is possible, because in the all regions, we produce only 2 million bottles.
Yeah.
And it's very difficult today to have a very old vintage.
Yeah. One of my suppliers used to have it, and we used to buy it, and it was about 10 years old.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a cracking wine. Really nice.
Yeah.
It was one of your competitors, Grifalco, but that's all right.
No, our friend Lorenzo and Andrea, we are all together in the association. The name is Generazione Vulture, Vulture Generation, and we represent the new generation of Vulture, the young people study outside and return in the Basilicata to working for the wine.
Okay, all right then, Elena, I think we're going to wrap it up there. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.